You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Look, we are so excited for practice today. It's another padded practice, a lot to watch out for, but I would be remiss if we didn't mention that the Falcons did work out former Bucs safety Jordan Whitehead. So if they were to sign him, how do you think that would impact the battle for the second safety spot next to Jesse Bates?
I think it would mean that the veteran you have in Jordan Fuller is something you don't like. That's what first thing I would jump to, or not necessarily don't like, but you're looking more from, or maybe you want another veteran in the mix in case something was to happen. That's the first thing. Mike, that's the first thing I think of is, where is Jordan Fuller standing, or what role would Jordan Whitehead have? Because we saw Xavier Watts on Tuesday, first day of pads, take all the first-team snaps, right, next to Jesse Bates. So, you know, not being in those kind of situations, that's the first thing I would think of.
Yeah. I'm really interested to see kind of where this goes, because I don't know a ton about Jordan Whitehead's game. I know he does have some recent history with Jeff Ulbrich up in New York, was up there for a couple of years. We've obviously seen him in and around the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Did have the car accident right before week 18 last season that kind of ended things with Tampa Bay, and I think there was a neck injury that, like you said, just got cleared from. But to me, he is kind of like Jesse Bates. So I would be curious to see how that fits. Is this simply, hey, let's work out and talk to a guy that we think could be a good backup? Does it give us an opportunity to put three safeties on the field? I think that's something that you could kind of look at. But it's weird because we've talked about three guys kind of in that rotation and battling it out for that strong safety spot. It doesn't seem to fit for me. So I'd be curious to see kind of what their plan is if they did bring him in, or maybe this is just simply kicking the tires on something that could happen down the road, because I know he has that injury that passed with Jeff Ulbrich.
Well, and I know we get to talk to Jesse Bates later today after practice. We'll get to play that for you tomorrow. Is there any chance we get any insight from him on?
I'm not going to ask him about the Falcons working out players that play a similar position to him. But you know, look, he's obviously an insightful veteran, and it'll be a lot of fun to have some conversations with him.
Maybe some reporter will. I mean, we've had reporters step in front of us as we go to do an interview and ask about contract situations.
The amount of wherewithal that some media members have, and this goes all the way back to my dealings with him, it's like, dude, did you think about that? And it fits exactly into the narrative I'm going to talk about and mic'd up here in about 5 minutes.
Because
it's like, dude, I think you should have probably thought about that before you let that one out of the mouth.
Normally Mike gets a little irritated with me when I do that, but I think that time even he was irritated.
It just gets to a point of just ridiculousness sometimes.
There are boundaries. All right, so this time yesterday, we were worried that Ronald Acuña Jr. had torn his Achilles. Thank goodness. We have since found out it is a grade 1 calf strain. But does that mean he should really go back out and play if he could in 2 to 3 weeks?
Take your time. Whenever he is healthy, I have no problem with players playing. That's what they do. I'm not a bubble wrap guy. I will go on to say that I understand the sentiment, but are you going to turn around and tell me that he's that? I'll tell Ronald Acuña this. Here's what we want to do. We want you to be healthy. We don't want you to play the rest of the season. and we don't want you to play in winter league ball either. Okay? We don't want you going home and playing in the league that he plays in every winter when healthy. We want you to just come to spring training. We want you to work out all offseason, come to spring training, and let's go then. But that's the problem with this whole, he shouldn't be playing, they should have benched him as soon as they were out of the playoffs. It's a fallacy. It's a flawed argument. It's kind of just, I want to yell at the sky because that's what, because I'm angry at everyone or something, and I don't know what to do or say. Because here's the deal. He's going to go play in it. And what if he gets hurt down there? Mm-hmm. And you just sat him for nothing. And I know there's nothing to gain, but it's ridiculous. Like, I think ball players should play. That's what they do. That's how they stay in. That's why their bodies have some of the durability of it, is just playing.
Yeah. I remember last year when he did tear his knee up, that there was a tweet put out that you and I both wanted to bang our head on the cinder block
That's
wall
the
about.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
That was, you know, Ronald Acuña shouldn't even play in 2025. And mind you, that he has been one of the greatest things that's happened to this team in 2025. He had an all-star season. Yeah. He was going to even play in the home run derby. So it kind of goes along the lines of the nerve. I understand people's hesitance, but baseball players play. How many times do we talk about timing and, hey, it's going to take him a while to get right? Like, it's just Ronald Acuña has fun playing this game. It is his persona. We talked earlier about Raheem Morris getting in front of the team and talking about the personality of the team and everything that else comes along with it. The personality of the Atlanta Braves when they are good is Ronald Acuña Jr. He's got to be a part of this lineup to me before the end of the season if he's healthy. And I put it out there earlier, and I think you agree, my best guess is first week in September.
Well, I said that's four weeks. That's a month, essentially. I would take the last 2 weeks. I don't care. Whatever. I'm not going to put a timeline because of where the season is, right?
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this. If I've got a player that I can't play, why do I have him? What's the point of – we're a couple years away having to figure out where the future is with Ronald Acuña Jr. And if I can't play him, or I've got to treat him like he's the, you know, like he's the bubble boy, then we've got to move on. I mean,
like he's the kid from Little Giants.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm a big Ronald Acuña Jr. fan. I'm not knocking him, but the reality is this don't play him anymore thing is a little bit ridiculous. What are those people going to say when he's playing in December and January and you're watching the Ronald Acuña Jr. highlights and you're like, yeah, I didn't get to watch that because we couldn't play him because it was lost season, but I can watch him play at home.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a little bit unfortunate.
But get him healthy.
The health of Ronald Acuña Jr. will be front and center. We'll be asking questions about it for the foreseeable future. There was somebody else yesterday on a network television show that had questions asked about his health as well. Let's do it, Dylan. And as always, your daily friendly reminder that today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Coming in family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. I actually might hit the one in Hamilton Mill as we leave here today. That one's really, really good. I hung out with some people there at the one in Hamilton Mill last year. Always fun getting into Buffalo's Cafe, getting some of them wings. They have a lot of fun stuff for the fall football season there on the menu. Okay, like I just talked about, there are certain things about being a professional athlete that everything seems like it's available, particularly when you are one of the best athletes in your sport. Now, last year, it shook the foundation of the NBA when Luka Doncic was shipped off to the Los Angeles Lakers. A lot of people have made fun of the Dallas Mavericks. Yesterday, he joined the Today Show on NBC. Everything was really cool. He's talking about the health magazine covers and getting in shape and, you know, taking a month off from basketball. But right there at the end, host Craig Melvin, he took it just a little bit too far.
This is old Luca. Here's a picture of Luca from...
That's a couple months ago.
That's 3 months ago. Right side, this is a photo from one of your workouts.
Wow.
You said this offseason was different from you.
I actually gave up playing basketball for 1 month.
Oh.
Which I never done in my life, so it was kind of challenging, but it was awfully good.
Why did you give up basketball for 1 month?
This time mentally, you know, basketball I've been playing my whole life, so I won't forget how to play basketball in 1 month. So we try other sports to try, so... I think it was a good thing.
You felt like you needed to step away from the game in order to focus on the fitness aspect of it.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was just diet and exercise. That's it.
Yeah.
No Ozempic, none of those shots or anything.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Let me give you guys a piece of life advice. Don't ever ask anybody if they're on Ozempic. Okay? Period. Point blank, if you just have a friend or somebody that you just meet in real life, don't ever say, oh man, you look great. Are you on Ozempic? Don't ever do that. Definitely don't ever do it if you're on national television as a national television host. And definitely don't do it to Luka Doncic, whose health has been front and center for every single person over the last, eight months? I mean, it's absolutely – it's ridiculous. Like when I saw this, I was like, what are we even doing? And I'm a huge fan of Craig Mo. A lot of people don't understand. He's actually married to Lindsay Zarniak, who we've all had a crush on at some point in time, used to be on SportsCenter. But that man, that he missed the moment right there asking him if he was on Ozempic. I was like, bro, this is a professional athlete in his prime, and you just said, are you on Ozempic?
Am I allowed to speak? No, I was told not to speak during your segment by Dave Archer, so I want to make sure.
Dave Archer's doing the Lord's work, man.
Keep it
tight. That's all.
This comes to me from, and I've seen people who are on Ozempic, and I've been in places where people have asked people, oh, you lost weight. Oh, did you take Ozempic?
Taking the shot.
No.
It is
so cringy.
There's a certain sect of people in our society who always want to take you down a notch, who always want to be like, did you see so-and-so? Yeah, they're skinny. Yeah, there's no way. It's probably taking that shot. A lot of those people are bold enough to say it to your face because they're trying to make themselves feel better about something you've accomplished.
They're trying to make themselves look better in front of other people.
And I think a lot of it's for their personal gain, too, because they feel a certain way. Some people, not everybody, but some people feel a certain way when others accomplish things.
Attaboy.
They want to pull out the Ozempic card to be like, you didn't earn this. You didn't actually do this. But can we also just normalize, and I understand he's a professional athlete and his health, and that's all been in the forefront. Normalize not asking someone about losing or gaining weight.
Dude, just don't do it.
You don't know what's going on. They might be under medical advice. So you just have no clue what's going on in someone's background.
It goes along the lines, and this happened at a golf tournament. Remember this, Bo? Me and Bo were sitting there, and some guy was like, hey, man, how much money you got in the bank?
Oh,
dude.
No, it was a step further. He literally wanted to know what the monthly pension was of an NFL player. And I was like,
dude, what?
I was like, I just stood there. Actually, I was sitting, and I was like, turned my body away from the person and just looked the other way. And I did not turn back for as long until I was actually addressed. It was very awkward.
How do you answer that, man? I don't know.
I don't know how I'd have answered it because you're in a public or a professional setting, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mike and I were. I would have wanted to fire back with, I don't know, man, what's your pension?
Right, exactly.
Because dude was
got your pay stub ready for me?
Because let me tell you something. The guy that asked it was definitely already drawing his.
He was. I will say this. And a lot of people giving the, Luka credit and the LA Lakers credit and, kind of crapping on the Dallas Mavericks. He does not lose all this weight if he's still in Dallas, in my opinion. I don't think that this happens if he's still in Dallas. I think that was the issue. I think both sides have moved on, and obviously Dallas landed with the number one pick. I think they're okay right now.
Wake-up calls are good for some people.
Yeah.
the ones that actually listen to the wake-up call.
Yeah, well, Craig Melvin needs a wake-up call.
I think we've got a lot to talk about in the wake-up call. 404-726-0929. This is your chance to jump on the show with us. We also want to know, who do you believe Georgia's toughest opponent this season will be? 404-726-0929. You can also tweet us at 929 Morning Shift, but go ahead and give us a call. It's Dylan answering. He doesn't bite. 404-726-0929. That is next with the Morning Shift, live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.